Pope John the 23rd was canonized the same ceremony as Saint Pope John Paul II. John the 23rd's feast day is today, October 11th, because October 11th was the very first session of the Second Vatican Council, which John the 23rd called, very surprisingly, a massive ecumenical council, the whole church. And the beautiful fruits of that council we are still unpacking, we are still experiencing over 50 years later. When Pope John the 23rd called that council, many people were shocked. It's unexpected, surprising, such a massive endeavor. John the 23rd believed that this was the Holy Spirit's wish for renewal in the church, to proclaim Christ more boldly, be focused on those beautiful spiritual riches that we pass on from age to age. He was convinced it was the Holy Spirit breathing in the church. He was convinced that the Spirit would unite us because the kingdom of God is upon us. It's easy in today's world to look at the church and to judge her and judge what's happening in the church by the headlines. But the church is not guided by headlines. She is guided by the Holy Spirit. And whenever the successor of Peter desires to put forth something to try and renew the church, it can be curious, it can be shocking, it can be interesting. But in all things, we as Catholics believe that the church is united as one by the Holy Spirit, who is the finger of God, who drives out spirits unclean, who sets our lives, our hearts in order, who brings about that loving harmony so that we can pass on the saving news of Jesus Christ to every generation. Pope John the 23rd was called Good Pope John because even with the turmoil of the 1960s that he lived in, he kept that sense of humor and lightheartedness about him. Now, he was known for saying one of my favorite Pope jokes of all time, especially because my father's Italian. When asked about how many people work in the Vatican, Pope John XXIII responded, "Oh, about half." He always kept his lighthearted nature, his cheerfulness, even though so many people thought that he was dividing the church, so many people thought he was doing things he shouldn't be doing. He was trying to follow the Holy Spirit. And we as Catholics strive to have that unity. We pray for unity, the first mark of the church. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We always seek that unity that comes from following Jesus Christ. A second thing that's good for us to do is to keep that sense of humor, keep that lightheartedness, trusting that we can laugh at ourselves, we cannot take ourselves and the church so seriously, because it doesn't depend upon me. It's not all up to me. Yes, we have a responsibility in the church as baptized faithful, but the church is up to Christ. The church is up to Jesus. That's why Pope John the 23rd also was known for saying before he went to bed, "Lord, it's your church. I'm going to sleep now." I feel the pressure of just being a pastor of two parishes in Roseville. I can't imagine the pressure of being the Holy Father. And what that kind of ability to just let that all be in God's hands is a testimony for us. Finally, we are called, thirdly, to pray. To pray in all circumstances. To pray for our church, to pray for our Holy Father, to pray for one another, that our hearts might be open to the good news. Our hearts might be open to how the Holy Spirit is working in our church today. Our hearts might be open to listening to our brother or sister who maybe has some different ideas than we do. But together, listening and speaking together, we are moved by the Holy Spirit into a new place, always maintaining that unity of faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He will not leave his church. He is guiding us through age to age. And the Lord is our healer, who drives out evil, drives out falsehood, drives out every deception, so that his love and peace can abide deeply in our hearts. This is what Pope John the 23rd lived out in his own life. And now he is with God, interceding for us in the church, both shepherds and flock alike. So today, brothers and sisters, may we remember that the church is one. She is united. Let us keep a lightheartedness about us as we go about our day and our week and our month. Let us be guided by the Holy Spirit, not by headlines. And let us really pray, believing that Christ is in the church, that the church is the body of Christ, that she will exist until the end of time, proclaiming the good news that Jesus is Lord and he has saved us by his love.